Stanford medicine professionals are investigating whether a drug called interferon lambda can help people with mild cases of COVID-19 feel better and reduce transmission of the virus. The drug is a manufactured form of a naturally occurring protein that's been given in previous clinical trials to people infected with hepatitis viruses. For more, we're joined live now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Upi Singh, co-leader of the study and professor of infectious diseases at the Stanford Medical School. Doctor, thank you for joining us this morning. The medication that President Trump had initially been enthusiastic about, hydroxychloroquine, had some pretty serious side effects. What about this drug?
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for having me. One of the reasons we're very excited about interferon lambda is that it has a very minimal side effects. It's been given to over 3,000 people who have severe liver disease, and it's given for a year in those individuals. So even with that situation, people did very well. It's important to realize that for this treatment for COVID-19, it would be one dose of a medication given once that would last in the body for a week. So we feel very confident that it will be very mild side effects and hopefully some benefit.
Well, as a consequence of those mild side effects, how soon could we see it possibly in use for COVID-19?
Right, that's a great question. So the most important thing is that we first need to prove that it can help patients with COVID-19. And that's why we've started a trial where we're going to compare this drug, interferon lambda, to a control. And we're going to see in a number of people, does early treatment of mild COVID-19 reduce risk of progression to disease? Does it decrease the virus in your nose? Does it reduce transmission to your family members? And does it make you feel better? And once we know that it works, then, of course, we would be expanding it to be able to give it to larger numbers of people. But we first have to test it.
How expensive is it, and would it be plentiful, or would it be difficult to manufacture enough of it for the U.S.?
Yeah, another great question. So I think it's too early for me to answer some of those questions. I think as you've seen with the other efforts around the country, there's never been so much interest, effort at the government level with pharmaceutical companies to find ways to make drugs available. So I think we're at the very early steps where we first see if the drug works. And then as soon as we get some indication that it's working, I think all the resources that are needed will be able to be put behind it.
Dr. Singh, if in your studies this drug is proven to help reduce the infectiousness of the coronavirus, obviously not a vaccine, but just how important would that be?
I think it's very important. I think that we have to think about living and coexisting with COVID for some time. And so what we're going to need is medications that can help reduce symptoms and decrease transmission. We're also going to need a vaccine. But we've heard from Dr. Fauci and from others in leadership that that vaccine will take some time. And so I think it's so important for us to do multiple things at the same time. At the same time that companies are looking for vaccines, we also have to look for drugs that can treat disease in patients who have mild to moderate symptoms.
And Dr. Singh, it's the question that everybody would want to know, and that is, how soon will your trials be wrapped up? At what point might we know whether or not this works?
That's great. So we just started our trial. What we're really looking for now is anybody who has early diagnosis of disease. If you have a COVID test that's positive, please contact us if you're interested in participating in a treatment trial. They can reach us at treatcovid@stanford.edu. As soon as we have enough patients enrolled, we'll be able to do the analysis and see if the drug works. I also want to mention that this is the first outpatient study that Stanford is launching, but we have multiple other drugs that we have lined up. So really what Stanford sees is that this is an investment in our community and in science for the next several 6 to 9 months to find compounds that can treat patients as outpatients.
Dr. Singh, thank you for your time and good luck with your trials. We've been talking with Dr. Upi Singh, co-leader of a study and professor of infectious diseases at the Stanford Medical School.